Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 437 of Ask Pat. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business-related questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Tony. But before we get to Tony's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is FreshBooks.com, which is a tool that makes it so easy for all of us to manage our business finances. They serve over 3 million small businesses, including my own, and they can help serve you too, just making it really easy to organize everything from your income to expenses and even invoicing as well. So if you'd like to check it out for 30 days for free and see if it works for you, which it will, check it out at GetFreshBooks.com. And make sure you enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com. Enter Ask Pat. All right, here's today's question from Tony.
Hey, Pat, this is Tony from designerhacks.com. I recently contacted you for an interview, and you basically told me you have a busy schedule, and I completely understand that. But I figured maybe Ask Pat is a good forum. If I have one question to ask, maybe you would answer it. So basically, I was thinking my audience is designers, and I listened to SPI 90, which is 6 things architecture taught you about starting an online business. And I'm really curious of the flip side of that. If owning your own online business, what that has taught you about design and how you look at design differently now that you own your own online business. I'd love to hear your answer. I'd love to share it with my own audience. Thanks again so much for everything that you do, and keep on keeping on.
Hey, Tony, what's up? Thank you so much for this question. I really appreciate it, and I love questions like this. So how is owning my own online business? How is becoming my own boss? How is, you know, doing work in the online space? What has that taught me about design? And it shows me that really design is really, really important. And, you know, there's this debate between whether content is king or design is king. And there was a post that Derek Halpern posted on socialtriggers.com, which started this huge, massive viral debate about whether content is most important or design is most important. And really what it comes down to is they are both equally important because, you know, unless your design is okay, you know, the content, you know, the design is the first thing people see when they land on your site. And so that's obviously very important because it could be an immediate turnoff before people even get into your content. But at the same time, the design could be the best thing in the world, but if your content is lacking, then that doesn't matter either. So there is a definite conversation that happens between the online business and things like conversions and sales numbers and email subscribers and time on site and those kinds of metrics and design, because I've seen it. I've done design changes over time. I've seen how it affects the ROI and all those sorts of things. Now, the most important thing that I learned is that when you design for the user experience, that always helps business. When I've designed for what I feel looks best, that doesn't necessarily correlate at all. What I feel is good design doesn't actually matter. And so that's why I feel like people like Dustin, who's on my team, he is a UI or user interface, user experience designer, and his expertise is understanding how people use design. So knowing that when somebody comes on your website or lands on your landing page or goes and visits your sales page or sees your icon on iTunes for your podcast or sees your avatar on social media and your branding and on your cover art and all those sorts of things, I mean, that has an immediate impression on what people feel about who you are and what you have to provide. But as people go through your content, as they navigate through those things, that is all design. And when somebody understands how a person thinks when looking at something, it can be a huge advantage. So to kind of sum things up for you, Tony, it has showed me that design is absolutely a part of the process. But also, design doesn't matter for me, it matters for the users. And when the users are happier, when the users have to think less, they can get more into what I want them to think about. It's kind of has a opposite effect. You know, you want the design to be great and you want people to notice it, but the less people notice it at the same time, the more likely they are to get into whatever it is that you want them to do. It's when they start to notice these things, because this is where the line is drawn. You can have a line where you go too far and beyond it, where the design looks too great and it looks too good. And it gets to a point where it just does not work in terms of user experience anymore. But people can still look at it and say it looks great. I think that's another important lesson, is that, let's say, for example, you're going through a design iteration and your designer comes up with this really amazing looking design on a Photoshop file, and you show it to your audience and they say, that looks amazing. But what does that looks amazing actually do for you? In an ideal world, you would want those people to say, yes, I can see myself going through the site in a very easy manner, as opposed to this just looks great, or this looks fantastic, or this is something like I've never seen before. That's not helpful feedback. So I guess the big lesson here for everybody who's listening, if you are going through a design iteration, which is actually something I'm doing right now, make sure you keep in mind how people are using it and what they feel about navigation and what they feel about the actual core of what it is that you do, and not just the darlings and the ornaments around it. So hopefully that helps give you, I mean, again, this is, I love questions like this, because this is just, I'm just speaking my mind, stream of consciousness. I didn't even outline this because I just wanted to talk as if I'm having a conversation with somebody at a coffee shop. So you and I, Tony, you asked me this question and that's what I thought. And I'm curious to hear what actually everybody else thinks. So for those of you who have an online business, I know some of you have yet to start your own online business, and hopefully this is helpful for that. But if you have an online business, use the hashtag AskPat437. Again, hashtag AskPat437 on Twitter. And we can continue this conversation on that platform, just to kind of, you know, I love discussions like this. I would love to just sit in a room with people and just talk about things like this, because this stuff interests me quite a bit. So anyway, what are your feelings? How has your online business changed your thoughts about design? Because when we go into an online business, you might think that you need the best design in the world, but or something that's completely fancy, or something that looks like somebody else, but that actually isn't always the answer, and usually is not the answer. You want something that just works and highlights and is able to spotlight your content and whatever it is that you're trying to do for your audience in a better way. Again, the UI, the user interface, the user experience is what I feel the most important thing out of everything in terms of design and how people use your site. So, Tony, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to send you an AskPat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show. And for those of you who have a question you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to AskPat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I had mentioned a design iteration or a new design for SPI that's coming up. We've been working really hard on that, and I look forward to sharing that with you in the next however many months it takes to get that all implemented. We're still going through the design process, and we're doing some custom pages for a lot of the different parts of my website. We're trying to make a cohesive brand through Smart Passive Income and the AskPat podcast and SPI TV. Right now, each of those entities could be pretty separate, and they each have their own logo, and they could be by themselves. But I want to create a cohesive language across all different platforms, and that's something we're working on right now. But anyway, just wanted to share that with you guys. And again, thank you so much for your support. I also want to thank FreshBooks for their support as well. They've sponsored this episode. They make it really easy for all of us to just keep track of our finances. And when it comes time to do our taxes, or just we want to get a glimpse of how our business is doing financially, just makes it really easy to do that. Plus, if you do any invoicing, if you are, for example, a freelancer and you need to bill a client, or you're a consultant and or a coach and you need to bill your students, or you know, whatever, they make invoicing incredibly easy so you can get paid. It looks incredibly professional and it helps you with your business, and you got to check it out. Just head on over to getfreshbooks.com and enter Ask Pat in the How Did You Hear About Us section, and that'll get you 30 days free to try it out and see if you like it. Again, that's getfreshbooks.com, enter Ask Pat. And today's quote to finish off this episode is from Bob Dylan, and he said, "What's money? A man is a success if he gets up in the morning and goes to bed at night, and in between does what he wants to do." Cheers. Take care, and I'll see you in the next episode of Ask Pat. Bye now. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.